Introduction to Windows 10. For the most part, Windows 10 is very similar to Windows 7 and Windows 8. There's nothing specific you need to do in terms of configuring Windows 10 to work with JAWS, ZoomText, or other applications for the most part. Let's look at some of the changes that the instructor makes as a matter of personal preference. Initial changes you may want to make in Windows 10. Here are a few very minor changes that the instructor makes in Windows, purely as a matter of convenience and preference, not as a requirement to use Windows. Show file extensions for known file types. Show hidden files or folders. Turn off pop-up descriptions for folder and desktop icons, most useful for screen magnification users. Change the default browser. Show file extensions for known file types, show hidden files, and turn off pop-up descriptions for folder and desktop icons. By default, Windows File Explorer doesn't show the file extensions, i.e. TXT, DOCX, XLSX, etc. for known file types. When there are multiple files that may have the same name, but were created in different programs, it can be helpful to show the file extensions. For example, you might have a file called Keystrokes that's a text file, as well as a file called Keystrokes that's a Word file, or even a PDF file. If you're looking for some files, you may need to show hidden files. When using File Explorer or navigating the icons on the desktop, a tooltip pops up after a few seconds showing information for that item. These tooltips visually look like a small post-it note that floats above the desktop icon or the items in the list view of File Explorer. These tooltips show information that's usually already available, e.g., date created, file size, etc. The issue with them popping up is they can block the item below them in a list view, so while you can visually see the name of the file or folder where focus is in the list view of File Explorer, or on the desktop, the next item in the list is obscured by the tooltip. Here's how to change these three items. First, open File Explorer if it's not already open on your computer by pressing Windows key E, Echo. Next, press Alt V, Victor, to move to the View tab, followed by Y for Options, and then O for Change Folder and Search Options.
Alt V, lower ribbon, ribbon tabs tabbed, view tab selected, 3 of 3. Y, lower ribbon, changed folder and search options checked. O, leaving menus, leaving ribbons, folder options dialog, general page, open file explorer to colon combo box, quick access, 1 of 2.
The folder options multi-page dialog box opens. Focus is on the general page. Press Control Tab to move to the view tab page.
View page. You can apply this view left paren such as details or icons right paren to all folders of this type. Folder views apply to folders button.
Press tab to move to the advanced settings tree view, and then press down arrow to move to the hidden files and folders item.
Tab. Folder views reset folders button. Tab. Tree 1 tree view. Files and folders opened. 21 items. Always show icons, never thumbnails dash off. 1 of 21. Always show menus dash off. Display file icon on thumbnails dash on. Display file size information in folder tips dash on. Display the full path in the title bar dash off. Hidden files and folders opened. Level 2. Don't show hidden files, folders, or drives dash on. 1 of 2.
If it's set to don't show hidden files, folders, or drives on, press down arrow to move to Show Hidden Files, Folders, and Drives Off.
Show Hidden Files, Folders, and Drives Dash Off.
And then press spacebar to select it.
Space. Show Hidden Files, Folders, and Drives Dash On.
It should now read Show Hidden Files, Folders, and Drives On. Next, press down arrow to move to Hide Extensions for Known Files On.
Level 1. Hide Empty Drives Dash Off. 7 of 21. Hide extensions for known file types dash on.
And then press spacebar to toggle this to off.
Space. Hide extensions for known file types dash off.
Press down arrow to move to the item Show Pop-up Description for Folder and Desktop Icons, on.
Hide Folder Merge Conflicts dash on. Hide Protected Operating System Files left paren recommended right paren dash off. Launch Folder Windows in a separate process dash off. Restore Previous Folder Windows at Logon dash off. Show Drive Letters dash on. Show Encrypted or Compressed NTFS Files in Color dash off. Show pop dash up description for folder and desktop items dash on.
And then press spacebar to toggle this to off.
Space. Show pop dash up description for folder and desktop items dash off.
Press shift tab to move to the apply to folders button and then press spacebar to activate it.
Shift tab. Folder views reset folders. Shift tab. Folder views apply to folders button. Space. Folder options dialog. You can apply this view left paren such as details or icons right paren to all folders of this type. Folder views dialog. Do you want all folders of this type to match this folder's view settings? Yes button.
A dialog box opens with the question, do you want all folders of this type to match this folder's view settings? Press spacebar to activate the yes button.
Space. Putu Maya Presence dash Cajun. Folder options dialog. View page. You can apply this view left paren such as details or icons right paren to all folders of this type. Folder views apply to folders button.
Finally, press shift tab to move backwards to the OK button and then press spacebar to activate it.
Shift tab. View tab. Shift tab. Apply button. Shift tab. Cancel button. Shift tab. OK button. Space. Ribbon. Ribbon.
The folder options dialog box closes. Change the default browser. Another item you'll want to set is the default browser you use. Microsoft Edge is the default browser, and while accessibility is improving with Edge, we recommend Internet Explorer or Firefox for the best experience with screen readers and magnification for now. Accessibility for the Chrome browser is also getting better with time, so you may want to try it as well. Here's how to set the default browser. First, from the Search Edit control in the Start menu, type Browser with no quotes.
Search box edit. B-R-O-W-S-B-R. Choose a default web browser, system settings.
Pick Choose a default browser, and then press Enter.
Enter. Settings. Web browser, Microsoft Edge button.
The Choose Default Apps settings page opens. Press Enter on the Edge button.
Enter. Pop-up. Choose an app. Microsoft Edge button.
A list of buttons is displayed for the installed browsers on the system. For instance, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, etc. Press Tab to move to the browser you want to set as the default, and then press Enter.
Tab. Choose an app. Choose an app. Firefox button. Tab. Google Chrome button. Tab. Internet Explorer button. Enter. Web browser, Microsoft Edge button.
Sometimes it's difficult to get Microsoft Edge to go away and show Internet Explorer here. If you have Internet Explorer showing as your web browser, just hold on for a second. In my case, Microsoft Edge is still showing as the default web browser. Here's another way to get to the same part. I'll press the Tab key to move to Set Defaults by App.
Tab. Reset button. Tab. Choose default apps by file type link. Tab. Choose default apps by protocol link. Tab. Set defaults by app link.
I'll press Enter there.
Enter.
The Set Default Programs page opens. I'll press Tab to move to the list view.
Tab. List view. Not selected 3D builder. 1 of 64.
I'll press the letter I to look for Internet Explorer in the list.
I. Instagram. I. Internet Explorer.
Now that it's highlighted, I'll press Tab until I find Set This Program as Default.
Tab. http://www.microsoft.com/windows-link. Tab. Program description read only. Internet Explorer 11 provides an easier and more secure web browsing experience. Perform quick searches right from the toolbar, custom print your web pages, and discover, manage, and read RSS feeds. Tab. Set This Program as Default button. Enter.
I'll press Alt-F4 to close the Set Default Programs window.
Alt-F4. Set Defaults by App Link.
And now I see that my web browser is set to Internet Explorer.
Shift tab. Choose default apps by protocol link. Shift tab. Choose default apps by file type link. Shift tab. Reset button. Shift tab. Web browser, Internet Explorer button.
Finally, press Alt F4 to close the Choose Default Apps settings.
Alt F4, Hutu Maya Presence - Cajun. Preview, level 2, Hutu Maya Presence - Cajun 1 of 2.
The Windows 10 desktop. The Windows 10 desktop is where you find a list view of program or app icons. This list view area takes up most of the screen. The app icons are arranged in rows and columns. You may use the arrow keys to explore the different icons, or you may also use first letter navigation. For example, when on the desktop, you can press J to find the JAWS icon, or on my computer, the letter G to move from one icon beginning with the letter G to the next. If there's only one icon that begins with a letter or number, then focus remains there when you press the first letter or number of that icon. Pressing Enter on any icon on the desktop launches that program or app. Exercise. Follow along with the instructor to explore the desktop list view and other parts of the Windows desktop. First, press Windows key D Delta to move focus to the desktop.
Windows D, folder view list view, not selected recycle bin, 1 of 32.
Try using the arrow keys to explore some of the icons there. I'll press right arrow.
Fun with typability. Mozilla Firefox. My conference recordings.
Nothing happens when I press right arrow there, so that's the end of the row. I'll press left arrow.
Mozilla Firefox. Fun with typability. Recycle bin.
Nothing happens again pressing left arrow there, so that's the beginning of the row. I'll press down arrow a few times.
Acrobat Reader DC. Adobe Acrobat DC.
So this would be the third row of icons on my desktop. I'll press right arrow.
Google Docs. Skype.
And that's the end of that row. I pressed right arrow and nothing happened, so I'll go back to the left with left arrow.
Google Docs. Adobe Acrobat DC.
And pressing left arrow stops there. That's the beginning of that row. Next, press J to find out what icons begin with the letter J.
J, JAWS 16.0. J, JAWS 17.0. J, JAWS 18.0. J, JAWS 16.0.
It so happens that I have three different versions of JAWS on my computer. I'll press the letter G to cycle through the icons on my desktop that begin with the letter G.
G, GoToMeeting. G, Google Chrome. G, Google Docs. G, Google Earth. G, Google Sheets. G, Google Slides. G, GoToMeeting.
Other parts of the Windows desktop can be reached in several ways. For example, pressing Tab or Shift Tab moves forward or backward through the following parts of the desktop. Start button.
Tab, Start button.
Search edit box.
Tab, Type here to search button.
Start listening button.
Tab, toolbar start listening button.
Taskbar.
Tab, taskbar Internet Explorer button.
Use the left or right arrow keys to move between the items here.
Mozilla Firefox button. Google Chrome button. Hutu Maya Presence - Cajun - 1 running window button menu.
System tray.
Tab, system tray new quick note button.
Use the left or right arrow keys to move between the items here.
Creative Cloud button. JAWS for Windows button. PC status colon protected button.
Show desktop button.
Tab, show desktop button.
And back to the desktop again.
Tab, folder view list view, go to meeting, 30 of 32.
Note, one of the easiest ways to launch a program or an app is by typing the name of the program in the search edit box, rather than searching for it. As you type characters in the search edit box on the desktop, a list of items that match what you type appears in a vertical list above the search edit area. You can press down arrow to move through the search results and then press enter to launch an app that's selected in the list.
Search box edit. TBX, text pad, desktop app. Enter, text pad - document 1, edit.
I'll close that with Alt F4.
Alt F4.
And I'll press Alt-Tab to move back to File Explorer.
Alt tab. Hutu Maya Presence dash Cajun. Hutu Maya Presence dash Cajun. Preview. Level 2.
There are also keystrokes that can move focus to different parts of the desktop and other areas that may be of interest. For example, pressing Windows key T, Tango, moves focus to the taskbar.
Windows T, Taskbar Internet Explorer button.
Windows key S, Sierra, moves focus directly to the search edit box.
Windows S, search box edit.
Press Windows key B, Bravo, to move to the system tray or notification area.
Windows B, user promoted notification area system tray. System tray Creative Cloud button. JAWS for Windows button.
Here's a link for a list of Windows 10 keyboard shortcuts that Microsoft have provided for your convenience. https://support.microsoft.com/en-us/help/12445/windows-keyboard-shortcuts. Start menu. The Start menu has several distinct parts that you can reach by pressing Tab once the Start menu is open. They include Search Edit Box.
Search Box Edit.
I pressed the Windows key. That opened the Start menu and put focus in the Search Edit Box. Begin typing here to look for programs or apps. Microphone button.
Tab. Microphone button.
Navigation menu list box.
Tab. Navigation menu list box. Toggle navigation menu collapsed. 1 of 7.
Press down arrow to move to the following items, which are located on the left side of the Start menu. User account for the current user.
User account for Dan Clark. Documents. Downloads. File Explorer. Settings. Power.
Apps view. Most used. I'll press Tab.
Tab. Apps view checked. Apps view list box. Most used.
From the most used area of the Start menu, you may use first letter navigation to jump directly to a list of all apps on your computer that begin with that letter. I'll press the letter J.
J. JAWS 16.0 folder. Collapsed.
I'll try pressing the letter P. Papa.
P. Paid Wii-Fi and Cellular.
I'll press Tab.
Tab. Pins view list box. Dan Stuff group header.
The Pins view list box. The right side of the Start menu, containing tiles for various apps or programs.
Tab. Search box edit.
And back to the search edit box. I'll press Escape.
Escape. Tree view. Hutu Maya Presence dash Cajun 1 of 2.
Useful Windows keystrokes. The keyboard commands listed below are just a few of the more common ones that you may wish to use. Windows key A, Action Center.
Windows A, Collapse Quick Actions button.
I'll press Escape.
Escape. Preview. Level 2. Hutu Maya Presence dash Cajun 1 of 2.
Windows key I, Windows 10 settings.
Windows I, settings. Search box, find a setting. Search box, find a setting edit.
I'll press Alt F4.
Alt F4. Hutu Maya Presence dash Cajun. Preview. Level 2.
Windows key P, access the project screen.
Windows P, project list box. Extend. 3 of 4.
I'll press Escape.
Escape. Hutu Maya Presence dash Cajun.
Windows key S, Sierra, open search. Windows key X, open the Windows Tools menu.
Windows X, context menu, programs and features.
I'll press Escape.
Escape. Leaving menus. Tree view. Left.
Windows key Tab, open task view. Windows key Control D, Delta, add a virtual desktop. Windows key Control right or left arrow, switch between virtual desktops. Windows key Control F4, close the virtual desktop being used. Windows key left, right, up or down, moves the current window. Windows key 1, 2, 3, etc. open programs that are pinned to the taskbar. Adjust the notification delay. By default, Windows notifications only show on the screen for 5 seconds. They typically show above the system tray on the lower right-hand side of the screen. Increase the notification display time by doing the following. First, press Windows key I to open Windows settings.
Windows I, Settings, Search Box, Find a Setting, Search Box, Find a Setting Edit.
Focus is in the Settings, Search Edit box. Press Tab to move to the list of icons available.
Tab, List Box, System, 1 of 9.
Find Ease of Access and then press Enter.
Time and Language, Ease of Access. Enter, Search Box, Find a Setting, Search Box, Find a Setting Edit.
Focus is once again in a Search Edit box. Press Tab to move to the Ease of Access list box.
Tab, Ease of Access list box, Narrator, 1 of 7.
Next, press down arrow to move to Other Options and then press Enter to activate it.
Magnifier, High Contrast, Closed Captions, Keyboard, Mouse, Other Options, Enter, Other Options.
Press Tab to move to the Show Notifications for Combo Box.
Tab, Play Animations in Windows button. Tab, Show Windows Background button checked. Tab, Show Notifications for Combo Box, 5 seconds.
Press Alt down arrow to open the list.
Open list box, 5 seconds.
Choose a new length of time for Windows notifications to display.
7 seconds, 15 seconds.
And then press Enter to set it.
Enter, Show Notifications for Combo Box, 15 seconds.
Press Alt F4 to close the Windows settings.
Alt F4, Hutu Maya Presence - Cajun, Preview, Level 2.
File Explorer. We won't cover File Explorer in this session. You can find the recorded webinar archive for File Explorer on the Training and Certification page of the Freedom Scientific website under the heading Free Webinars. Look for the link Archives, Free Webinars, View All. Note, the File Explorer webinar was recorded when Windows 8 was released. However, it's still relevant for Windows 10. That's the end of this module. Thank you for listening.